You may have gone to the blessed journey of Hajj, or maybe you are planning to go to this blessed journey. Inshallah, this silsila, what we are going to do, will be equally benefited for each and every individual, whether he has been to Hajj or planning to go to this blessed journey. We are very fortunate today, our honorable guest who will be explaining, who will be teaching us this blessed journey, the precautions regarding Hajj, is none other than our Rukne Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Attari, one of the experienced personalities in this regard. Alhamdulillah, he himself has been to this blessed journey many a times, and he has got a grasp and command on this subject. And he has been teaching about this very subject quite a long time, and we are fortunate that he is with us in this program. We'll be asking about this blessed journey, his own experiences, and how he will be guiding us regarding this blessed journey of Hajj, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So you'll be with us, and I recommend you, if you've got a pen and paper or a diary, you can note down these beautiful points which will help you, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Before we proceed ahead to this topic, why not do good intentions? Because it is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. So inshallah, I make an intention, I'll deliver this silsila for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal. And you can make an intention that you will be with us from start till end with utmost concentration. You will remember what you learn, and inshallah, you will pass this knowledge on to others too. Let's go to our honorable guest. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for such a great invitation that mashallah in this silsila, we'll learn about Hajj, and especially whenever the Muslims talk about Makkah and Medina. Alhamdulillah, it's always lovely to talk on this beautiful subject, and I hope that those brothers who are not planning to go Hajj this year, they will also enjoy, because it's a Zikr-e-Medina and Zikr-e-Makkah Mukarramah, inshallah.
And first of all, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you, mashallah. You have given us your precious time, especially on this subject, and I hope that a wider community, especially the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who understand better English, inshallah, they will be benefiting from this topic. Haisab, before we go to the other questions, I think it's very much important nowadays. People, they have got money. People, they enjoy the luxury lifestyle. They go to holidays. They've got their different lifestyle. But unfortunately, many Muslims, I find that they have yet not gone to this blessed journey, which is one of the five pillars of Islam. And what would you recommend, and would you please guide us what Islam talks about this very much important pillar of Islam?
Yes, as you already mentioned that Hajj is the pillar of Islam, and in once in a life we should do it, and we must do it.
If we are capable of doing
it. Yeah, if we are capable to do it. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Haji will intercede for his 400 family members
Allah.
And will be as free from sins as he was on the day he was born. Yani, look at the inam, look at the reward, that at the time of birth nobody have any sin, and if he perform Hajj, inshallah, and Allah kabul it, make acceptance, then inshallah he will be like that he was on the day when he was
just born.
Born baby. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the Haji is forgiven, and the one for whom the Haji asks forgiveness is also forgiven.
Allahu Akbar.
Uski to maghfirat honi hai jiske liye wo dua kare, subhanallah,
he
will also be forgiven. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, there will be no accountability for the one who departs for Hajj or Umrah and dies on the way. He will be ordered to enter paradise. Look at the blessed journey. If you done it, then you get rahmah and barakat and maghfirah, and if anybody die on that journey, Inshallah, he will go directly in paradise.
It means there is a forgiveness and there is a Jannah for the person who performs this blessed journey of Hajj.
Alhamdulillah. So as you said that in these days people have so much money and then they are going for luxury trips, they are going for their pleasure trips. Every year they make plan for go. Okay, this time we go for Europe and then we go for Far East and some other countries. Why we are not planning to go Makkah, Medina? Why we are not, you know, thinking about these blessed places? Because every time, whenever you go there and you spend your money in this way, subhanAllah, every penny you get reward. And mashallah, look at the peace and, you know, sukoon in your heart. So why we don't go there? And especially for Hajj, because it is first. So that's why, first of all, I'm requesting my all viewers of Madani Channel who are watching this silsila, that please, make intention to do Hajj. If you are capable and Hajj is fard on you, do not delay it. Sometimes people planning that, I have my children, I have to take care about it. Or sometimes they are thinking that I have daughter, first of all I have to marry her first and then we'll go. Look at, we are going in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the city of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from where the problems are solving. From where inshallah we'll get the barakat and everything become, you know, easy.
MashaAllah, beautifully said. I said this is, I think, a very right question to pose to you, that you have seen the world. You have been to many cities across the globe, right? You could have seen London, you have been to Paris. I can just name the cities, maybe you have been there. But can you share your experience with the people who wish to go to holidays to other parts of the world, but they have yet been deprived to see Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Let me explain these things in Urdu, because it's more expressive. Actually, first of all, I should recite one beautiful couplet in Punjabi. That duniya deya safra to banda thak vite janda hai, nale ak vite janda hai, par safar madine da har var bada sona. There is no, you know, comparison. I've been in Paris and all around the world, as you said, that European countries, African countries. I've been in America, Canada, all around the world. But look, believe me, whenever you go in Makkah Mukarrama and see Kaaba Musharrafa in front of your eyes, there is no comparison at all. Even if you watch 1,000 times, but every time whenever go in front of Kaaba Musharrafa, Allahu Akbar, there is no word. You know, sometimes shocked. Banda soch mein pad jata hai, main aa kidhar gaya hu, meri auqat aur main yahan par. Allahu Akbar. Literally we are feeling that rahmah is, you know, nur, blessings are coming,
like shower.
Allahu Akbar. And subhanallah, Madina Munawwara. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafaat." If anybody, you know, see my blessed rawda, I will.
Confession will become wajib.
Wajib on that. So look at the blessings, look at the barakat. So there is no comparison. And as a traveler, as a, we can say that a holiday traveler, if I go with my family anywhere in the world, I spend lot of money. And when I come back, I make accounts, oh, about maybe 5,000 pounds or 10,000 pounds spent for such a trip. But there is any reward of Akhirah on that 5,000-10,000 pounds? Or sometime, even because of these times, there are so many countries when you go, you earn sins with your money. You are earn sins and so many bepardagi, and we can say, you know, sins of eyes and all the things. But whenever you go in Makkah Sharif and in Madina Sharif just for Umrah or Hajj, and you spend maybe 10,000 pounds. But when you come again, you feel such a great, you know, happiness in your heart that mashallah, these all, each and every penny I spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah I get reward for hereafter this.
And what a beautiful point, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. MashaAllah, Aisab has explained that you may go to holidays and then you may end up doing sins with your eyes, with your ears and with your tongue. But subhanAllah, when you go to Makkatul Mukarrama, when you go to Madinatul Nabi, Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima, when you use your eyes, you get blessings. When you hear the Quran, you get blessings. When you walk there, you get blessings. SubhanAllah. It's a total blessing. So if you have yet not been to this blessed journey, so I invite you, we all urge you, please plan this year and do your Hajj ASAP. As soon as possible.
Look at the reward. Means if you are in Europe or America and you try to earn good deeds, whatever you did, you will get one neki, one good deed in your country. And if you are in Makkah Mukarramah, on every good deed you get 100,000 good deeds. And if you are Madina Munawwara, you will get inshallah 50,000 good deeds. So look at the reward. If you go there and pray namaz, and if you go for tawaf, every moment you get rewards, barakat, good deeds. Why we don't go again and again over there? Because we are sinners and we need good deeds. Because we have to go from this world. So for this particular world, we will get more and more good deeds for the hereafter, and inshallah we'll get reward in our grave and hereafter, inshallah.
Inshallah, mashallah, beautifully. And let's come to the, inshallah, azawajal, the main topic in the area we would like to discuss here. The very first question I would like to pose to you, and I would like to ask for the viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah, those that are going to go to perform Hajj this year, or maybe they are planning for the next year. For example, they are planning or they are going to go to Hajj. Initially, before they're traveling, before their journey has yet started, what preparations they have to do?
Subhanallah. Very beautiful question. Actually, for Hajj or for this blessed journey, piety is compulsory. As you're saying that if you go there and get reward and reward, but some unfortunate brothers, because of lack of knowledge, lack of piety, already habit of, you know, seeing haram or just talking haram, fighting and swearing and slandering. So whenever they go in Makkah Mukarramah, in Madina Munawwara, because they have habit for doing this, that's why in this blessed city, they are doing same. And you know that there is a one good deed is equivalent for 100,000 good deeds, but in Makkah Mukarramah, anybody here, one sin is also like 100,000 sins. That's why before going over there, we should look after ourselves. We should try to refrain from these sins. We should take care about our habits. And that if we are able to get
if,
such a
if travel. Yet we have not started praying, you mean?
Yeah.
We should start praying.
Yeah.
If yet we are not doing tilawat, we should start doing tilawat. If our Quran is yet not correct, we should start learning Quran. So that we can, from right now, we can start gaining the taqwa.
Yeah, taqwa. And one more thing, that if you are going in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, poet said, Dil mein nabi ki yaadein. لب پر نبی کی ناتیں جانا تو ایسے جانا سرکار کی گلی میں یہی رسم عاشقی ہے یہی جان بندگی ہے سر رکھ کے نہ اٹھانا سرکار کی گلی میں ایکچولی the travel of مدینہ is not ordinary it's a travel of affection it's a travel of love یا رب سوئے مدینہ دیوانہ بن کے جاؤں اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں you need that دیوانگی that پروانگی in your heart And to getting this love and affection, you must sit with Ushaqane Rasul, the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, devotees of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also recite more and more Durood-e Paak. And look, if you are going anybody's house, you think about the gift that I am going for such a personality. I should take some gift for him. Now you are going in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What gift you prepared? So before going for Hajj. You know, take a gift of taqwa, take a gift of durood, if you are in some bad habits, so make tawbah and go in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am here for you and I make firm intention that I left all sins. Then I practice my next life or life after this journey in your as your ways, as your sunnah, inshallah. I will obey your footstep, inshallah.
MashaAllah, many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, a very beautiful point. First of all, when you are planning to go to the blessed journey of Hajj, what you have to prepare in preparation, in your luggage, the luggage of piety, the luggage of taqwa is very important. So start preparing that, alhamdulillah, send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam as much as you can, inshallah azzawajal. It will help to clean your thoughts, inshallah azzawajal. And then you will have the zawq of going there. You will have, inshallah azzawajal, a beautiful understanding how you're going to go clean-hearted and with clear thoughts, inshallah. Yes, so further, what other preparations one should do?
Beautiful book of Amir Ahl Sunnat. Actually, the name of this beautiful book is Rafiqul Haraman, Companion of Your Journey. So, literally, this is 100% the companion. It will help you on every step. So, alhamdulillah, it's also available in English language. So, start reciting this. Then, inshallah, you learn about this particular journey. Let's start with some preparation. Actually, in this program, we are not going in detail ahkam of Hajj. Inshallah, in future, there are so many programs of Madani Channel. My, alhamdulillah, last year's Tarbiyat Ijtimaat, Hajj Tarbiyat Ijtimaat, already available on YouTube or on internet. So you can also watch this, and inshallah, in this year, we also make a big Tarbiyat Ijtima. But what we are trying to explain, that those tips on which you will follow it, and you will get your journey easy. First of all, do not fear. do not, you know, take burden on your head.
Be relaxed,
because where are you going? Actually, some brothers fear that Hajj is very difficult, such a big crowd.
They get stressed.
Yeah, stress and hot season. How we go? Because we are in UK, we are very relaxed life. It's a safar of maghfirah, it's a travel of maghfirah, and you are a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why we are, you know, from wondering, or they make stress that we are guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are going to anybody's house, you are stressing that what I eat, where I stay, it's responsibility of the sponsor or responsibility for the host. And your host is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's inviting you. So why the stress, why you have, you know, pressure? So be relaxed, first of all. And then when you are in relaxed mode, you will travel very easily. Otherwise, if you have in stress mode, and if you take so much burden on your head, you will go on in difficulty, and also you make all your companions as a difficulty. Aap khud bhi takleef mein aayenge, dusron ko bhi tension denge.
MashaAllah.
Haan, so do not go in tension. So first of all, and these few first Madani flowers, these few Madani tips, it's not only for Hajj, it's for all travelers. Some tips for the traveling, that first of all, try to buy a good luggage bag, strong bag. Because when you are traveling in an aircraft, we, you know, take our bag very easily and we're very caring, with the very care. But the airline staff, it's not, you know, carrying your bag like you. So that's why they are throwing your bag. And sometime I saw that on the airport, Jeddah airport, and in Makkah Mukarrama, people took, you know, sometime very cheap bag or loose type of bag, and their bags are broken, the zip is not working on that particular time, and the handle is broken. So what they did now? So it's very difficult to carry or take care about luggage in that country. So first of all, whenever you go, and for any travel, take a good bag, check your bag, the zip must be good. And another thing is, I not see in these things in UK, but in our countries or subcontinent, people put too much luggage in their bag, and because of that, the bag is full. If anybody throw your bag, it's ripped, it's gone. And then from the first day, the difficulty started. So take care about your bag. And nowadays, there are bags which have four tires. It's easy to move. Try to take this type of bag, inshallah, it will help you in all type of your journeys. So first thing is that. And another thing is, if you want to buy a ihram, there are so many things to look for ihram. Do not buy ihram from any shop and put in your home. Whenever you buy, just try to check the size. Okay? Yeah, because sometimes people are tall, short, or sometimes they have healthy body. So because of that, if you have not checked your ihram on that shop, and you took it and put in your house, and at the day of journey, you try to open your ihram, and then you have worry that it's not in my size. Another thing is, because these days, Hajj in hot season, in this way that buy one ihram, towel ihram, and buy another ihram as a cotton ihram. So these two ihram, mix and match it. Like if you make a tahband of cotton one, and if you take a chadar or upper side for the towel one, so it's more good for you, because if you are sweating, the towel will absorb your sweat and you will feel easy. And for tahband is more good to be wear of cotton ihram. If you explain more for
the many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, a very beautiful point, mashallah, it's been just explained that when you're going to buy, you're shopping for Hajj, the very much essentials of Hajj, that is ihram. So when you're going to buy the ihram, make sure that is of your size. There are two pieces of cloth in ihram, right? What one covers the upper body, one covers the lower body. So the bottom, what you're going to buy, that piece of cloth, that shall be made of cotton. And what you're going to put as a chadar on yourself, inshallah, buy it of the made of towel. So inshallah, it will inshallah help you to be very comfortable during the Hajj journey. Yes, sir.
Actually, one more thing, it is not compulsory to wear like that. If you wear both
sides of suggestion.
Suggestion, it's become easier. And another thing is that check the quality of ihram. Do not compromise in the quality of cloth. Sometimes the cloth is very, you know, tough or thin, and your body, you know,
skin shines.
The skin shines. It's not allowed. And that's why you just buy such a little thick ihram for your, especially for your tahband. Actually, one more difficult thing for the brothers that they are not, they don't belong from village. In Pakistani villages, they have habit to wear turban, but all around the world, the brothers are not habitual for that particular thing. So whenever they wear ihram, they feel discomfort. They feel, okay, jaldi, fast, remove your ihram, quick remove your ihram. Because of that, they do so many wrong things. So what my suggestion is that before Hajj, try to wear ihram in your house.
And try to learn how to wear the ihram.
Yeah, inshallah, we'll inshallah show you the practical method of ihram. But when you learn it, do practice at home. Do not start wearing on the day. Just try to wear now. And my suggestion is that stay in your ihram or spend in your ihram at least one day in your home. Not whole day, if it's not possible, few hours, especially in the night. Sleep with your tahban, then you will be able to, you know, control it. It's more easy for you. And if you ask me, that I'm enjoying in ihram, alhamdulillah. In ihram is very enjoyable dress, because we are making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, give us that day when we wear ihram and say labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. And whenever anybody wearing ihram, he's in fikr, he is in thought that when it will be removed. So do not think like that. Enjoy your ihram. Because of that enjoying, because of that particular feelings, you just try it at your home and be comfortable. Do not worry about that.
But Islamic brothers, this point is also very important. There are few people that do not have no practice of wearing ihram, so they do not even try at home. So Lukti Shura has made this point very clear that before going to Hajj, try to practice at home, try to learn the method how to wear the ihram, so you know before going to Hajj, and inshallah it will be quite comfortable for you when you are wearing the ihram during the days of the Hajj, because you will be wearing this ihram, this clothing there, and if you are comfortable wearing it, inshallah, this will make your life easy. That's why we are here. We are trying to make your Hajj easy for you, inshallah. Note down these points, you will be really enjoying your Hajj journey. Let's now see the method of wearing ihram. Inshallah, you will be learning how to wear the proper ihram. Let's watch now.
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
میرے میٹھے اور پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں, اب آپ کو احرام باندھنے کا طریقہ سکھاتے ہیں. احرام میں اوپر کی جو چادر ہے وہ تولیے کی ہو اور جو تہبند ہے وہ لٹھے کا. اب یہ باندھنا کیسے ہے؟ یاد رہے, احرام جب آپ باندھیں گے جسم پر کوئی اور لباس نہیں ہوگا, نہ سر پر ٹوپی یا امامہ ہوگا. اب یہ چادر احرام کی کس طرح باندھی جائے گی؟ یہ آپ تمام بل اس کی ختم کر لیں, ان دونوں کناروں کو آپس میں ملا لیں, اور اگلا والا جو کنارہ ہے اس کو تھوڑا سا کپڑے کو زیادہ رکھیں. اب اس حصے کو جتنا آپ نے ٹائٹ کرنا ہے اتنا ٹائٹ کر لیں. اس کے بعد آپ یہاں لے کر آئیے, اور اب ان دونوں کناروں کو پھر ملا کر آپ اس طرف لے آئیے. اب اس کے بعد جتنا آپ نے ٹائٹ کرنا ہے اتنے آپ بل دے دیجیے. آپ دیکھ سکتے ہیں کہ اب یہ احرام آپ کا بالکل ٹائٹ ہو چکا ہے. اس طرح باندھنے کی برکت سے آپ کا ستر بھی محفوظ رہے گا, احرام بھی نہیں کھلے گا, اور اب بیلٹ کی بھی حاجت نہیں. تولیے کا جو احرام اوپر ہو اس کی سائز ضرور چیک کر لیجیے گا کہ اس سائز کیا ہونی چاہیے. سائز ناپنے کا طریقہ یہ ہے کہ آپ احرام پہن کر چیک کر لیں کہ آپ کے سائز کے مطابق ہے, اور اس کا جو آخری سرا ہے یہ گھوم کر اس طرف آ جائے. اگر یہ اس طرف آ جائے گا تو اب آپ کو رکوع میں اور سجود میں آسانی رہے گی, احرام بار بار ڈھلکے گا نہیں. الحمدللہ, my viewers of Madri channel, you learned it and try to practice again and again. The important part of this, in this method, actually the lower part of ihram. If you wear comfortably this, easily, inshallah, you will enjoy your travel. Do not worry about that. Try so many times on this particular method, and then inshallah, you will teach all other hajis. Don't worry, I will teach you how to wear ihram and enjoy it, inshallah. Inshallah. Let's go for another point. The second important thing is, in your ihram, whenever you are in ihram, you must wear specific type of slippers. First of all, we show you the way, the type of slippers. So just see on the screen that these type of slippers you must buy in your country. And another point, that try to wear it in your home, in your country, and try to walk with that.
Used to it.
Because some brothers, I saw them, that when they came in Makkah Mukarramah in that type of slipper, they're not habitual. And because of that, they feel pain on their foot. And you know, in Makkah Mukarramah, you must walk too much. You should walk too much, because your hotel to Makkah Haram and Haram to your hotel, and then in Mina, in Arafat, in Muzdalifah. You must practice with these type of slippers in your country. Try to walk daily hour in these with these slippers. Then you feel comfortable. And if you feel uncomfortable in shoes, so change your shoes over there. And in that, what I said in Pakistan, that do not, you know, compromise for buying a shoes, because if your foot are in problem, you are in problem. Because the main thing in Hajj is walking. The more comfortable in your walking, the more, you know, easy you make your journey.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So do not compromise in the Hajj essentials. Whatever you are taking with you, that should be of good quality.
Good quality, soft, and try to buy two or three pair of shoes, slippers. Because if you buy one pair of shoes and you go there and your slippers gone in Haram, or anybody take it, or sometimes you forget it, the lost, then from where you buy it? And maybe you buy another pair and it's not like your foot or not comfortable, not of your size, then you feel discomfort. So try to buy two or three and make intention. If I have more extra, I will give for another my brother, and I get more reward, inshallah. Inshallah. So let's go towards the third point. Now, these are the things which you prepare in your country. Try to read all book Rafiqul Haramain.
Rafiqul Haramain, I would like to just mention this book. This is written by Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatumun Aliyah. It's a very, very comprehensive book on the subject of Hajj and Umrah. This is available on www.dawatislami.net. You can download it for free, and you can also buy from your local bookstore, inshallah, especially if you go to Dawat Islami bookstores. It's easily available. It's also available in English and Urdu, so you can easily get it. What is the right time to wear ihram? For example, somebody is going from Manchester or London.
If you are going towards Jeddah and your flight flies towards Jeddah, when the aircraft become, you know, stable, before 2 hours of landing, you make intention. Because the miqat will come 1 hour before or 40 minutes before. But it's more secure to make intention 2 or 3 hours before.
Right.
No problem. But on that flight, make intention which are going toward directly towards Jeddah.
I think now the viewers of Madhabi channel would be surprised what this word has come from. The restrictions of Ihram, what are they? We have not heard about it. We have not learned about it.
Actually, it is big detail. First of all, you are not allowed to wear stitch cloth. We are not allowed to use perfume, cutting of hair, cutting of nails.
Labbaik